Well, there's a movie I thought should have won more awards at the Oscars. It didn't win as many as I think it should. And that was a movie called All Quiet on the Western Front, a remake of that. And we can turn to Pat Pagano, who is now producing the next audio version of All Quiet on the Western Front.
On the Weather Front.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Weather Front, not the Western Front, but the Weather Front, because things are not quiet on the Western Front. They're getting another storm on the West Coast. I never got to see the movie, but at least it got 3 awards, so better than nothing at all.
Yeah.
We'll wind up with a partly sunny and breezy day today, not nearly as windy as the last couple, 45 to 50, low 30s tonight. St. Patrick's Day, cloudy, late showers, rain showers, mid-40s. Saturday, there could be a rain or a snow shower, no big deal, partly cloudy, mid-40s. And a mix of sun and clouds and windy, maybe a couple of passing flurries Sunday, with the highs again in the middle 40s, the last full day of winter. And, of course, spring does arrive late Monday afternoon.
Now, the reason I say all quiet on the Western Front, our Western Front, not their Western Front, our Western Front.
Oh, I got you.
Nothing's coming in from the West that's going to upset us over the next week, hopefully.
It certainly doesn't look that way. Isn't that great?
Yeah, but that stream of moisture that's coming into California, is that eventually going to reach us?
Yeah, it will. Right now, it looks like, again, if it does, it's going to be principally in the form of rain.
All right. That should make a nice sloppy area up here. But anyway, I'm not going to complain because we got our winter and the ski slopes are probably doing bang-up business right now.
Oh, yeah, I betcha.
Now, did any of your favorites win at the Academy Awards?
Everywhere, Everyhow, whatever. That was one of my favorites. I thought it should have gotten the best movie, and it did. So I was kind of happy about that. A lot of people, friends of mine, said that it was the worst 2 hours they ever spent in their life.
Yeah,
and I thought it was really good.
You know, you're right. I have a lot of friends, and it's divided 50-50. Some people said they couldn't even make it into the first hour. But I thought it was kind of wacky, but I also thought it was kind of clever.
That's what I thought. I looked at it from all angles. I thought I just thought the whole thing was innovative. And, it was different. Let's put it that way.
And different isn't always bad.
Right. Different isn't always bad, you know. Maybe this will be the sign of things to come for other movies. We shall see, right?
Yeah. Now, did you like the way Jimmy Kimmel handled the hosting duties?
I did. He did a very nice job.
I think he's an underrated guy. I think he was very, very good.
Yeah, I do too.
I
very
think
very composed, subtle in a lot of his little digs that went out there that you obviously caught. But I thought he did a good job. However, I still think that, from what I can remember, if I could only remember his name, but you know his name, the Jewish comedian.
Oh, Billy Crystal.
Billy Crystal. I thought when Billy Crystal opened up the Oscars with song and dance and, jumping in and out of movie clips and stuff like that, I thought it was phenomenal. To me, that was really a great opening. A great, great opening. And I think Billy Crystal is very entertaining. So I don't know why they don't have him back.
It's marketing, marketing, marketing. But anyway, I think the top 3 people that I've ever seen do the Oscars, Billy Crystal, Johnny Carson, and now I'll put him in there. I think he did a good job.
Yeah, I think Johnny Carson used to do a good job too. I think you're right. I think you're totally right. Well, it's not for us to decide who they pick, that's for sure.
They're going for the younger audience, Pat. They're going for the younger audience.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so.
But it's a good thing that we're young at heart, so we can still appreciate it.
really.
All right, let's recap and appreciate this forecast.
Okay, it is partly sunny and breezy, 45 to 50. Partly cloudy tonight, low 30s. Clouds with late day showers Friday, mid 40s. Saturday, partly cloudy, maybe a rain or snow shower. Mid-40s, sun and clouds, windy, couple of passing flurries Sunday in the middle 40s.
All right, Pat, on to your Thursday activities. We'll speak to you tomorrow.
All righty. Be well.
Take care.
Bye-bye.